Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
If you would open your Bibles to John chapter 3. John chapter 3. This is God's Word. Now, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him." In reply, Jesus declared, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again." "How can a man be born when he is old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." May God add his blessing to this reading from his holy and inspired word. So what do you have to do to become a Christian? What does it mean to be a Christian? There are people who claim to be Christians who do not give evidence in their lives of genuinely being Christians. They live in such a way as to suggest that they are not really changed, that they don't have God's Spirit within them. There's been a lot of strife in years gone by in Northern Ireland, fighting between the Protestants and the Catholics. And the story is told of a fellow who came out of a bar one night, and as he was just starting down the street, a car pulled up along beside him, and some men inside the car grabbed him and pulled him into the car. He was abducted, which was not that uncommon in Northern Ireland at the time. And when they got him in the car, they said to him, "Are you Catholic or Protestant?" Well, the Catholics and the Protestants were at war. And this guy didn't know if these people were Catholic or Protestant. And so he said, "I'm an atheist." Well, the guys in the car looked at each other, and then one of them spoke up and said, "Well, are you a Catholic atheist or a Protestant atheist?" Now what that illustrates is the fact that if you're an atheist, are you a Catholic? No, not unless you live in Northern Ireland. If you're an atheist, are you a Protestant? No, not unless you live in Northern Ireland. There are a lot of people who think because they grew up in a family that was made up of people who grew up in a family that was made up of people who grew up in a family that was made up of people who grew up in a family that for a long time we've all been Catholic. We've all been Protestants. We're Presbyterians. We're Episcopal. We're Baptists. Jesus said that you cannot enter the kingdom of God unless you are born again. You can't get in on the basis of the family you grew up in. Now let me tell you some other corollary to that that you need to know. You can't be kept out on the basis of the family you grew up in. And that's good news. If you had to come from a really stellar family with generations of godly living, some of you might not make it, right? But we're not going to heaven or going to hell based on the family we grew up in. All of us are born natural sinners. We are all starting this life dead in trespasses and sins. We choose to sin because it comes naturally to us. And we are bent in that direction. And spiritually dead and without hope unless God gives us new birth. Now Jesus said you have to be born again in order to enter the kingdom of God. But I want you to hear where that comes from. Jesus says it. He says it's being born of the Spirit. Listen in 1 Peter chapter 1. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. Did you hear that? God gives us new birth. So the new birth is not something we achieve. It's not something we accomplish. But it is something in which we're involved. In other words, you have to be born again in order to go to heaven. I think that's kind of a Baptist thing. I hear you say that from time to time, but you're a Baptist, aren't you? Well, yes, actually, since 1979, I have been a Baptist. But I wasn't born a Baptist. I wasn't even a Baptist when I was first born again. The idea of being born again has nothing to do with Baptist. It has to do with Jesus. Jesus said, you must be born again. Now, if Jesus said it, that settles it, doesn't it? Well, I don't know. I grew up in a wonderful family. My uncle was a preacher, and my parents, I mean, they took me to church from the time I was just tiny. I grew up going, I mean, every time the doors were open, we were there as a family. And I grew up going to church all the time. I've just always been a Christian. Guess what? You must be born again. You need to get saved. Let me tell you a little something. Some of you are young, and this may make you uncomfortable, but I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. Okay? Babies grow inside their mommies. Okay? And it's really cool. The baby grows in there before it's born. And then eventually, to the great relief of mother and father, the child emerges from the womb into the light. They come out of the darkness into the light. And it is impossible for them to go back. They are now in a new environment and receiving nourishment and oxygen in a new way. They're not connected by the umbilical cord anymore. Child has to learn to breathe. Child has to be able to nurse and then eventually eat. It's a whole new way of life. Do you know what? You and I started in this life spiritually dead, slaves of the kingdom of darkness. We didn't know how to receive from God the life that we need, but God in His mercy gave us in Christ Jesus new life. And when you are born again, born of the Spirit, you come out of darkness into light. You have a new way of living. You start to grow, and it's not a possibility to go back. You and I have to be born again, born of the Spirit, or we cannot enter the kingdom of God. Now, why would I tell you this when we've been talking about the Reformation? Because a lot of people grow up with the notion that because they're born into a particular family, because their family worships at a particular church, because they have a long, perhaps even national tradition that we are this faith, that makes them a Christian. No, it doesn't. You can be an Italian without being a Christian. And you can be a Christian without being Italian. So if you are Egyptian, does that mean Egypt, that's a Muslim country? Well, tell that to the Coptic Christians. Some wonderful Christians in Egypt. But they are not Christians because they're Egyptian. Or even because they go to a Coptic church, come from a Coptic family. Those who are our brothers and sisters in Christ are those who've been born again. And if they've been born again, everything changes.
Well, you knew it had to happen sooner or later. I've been asking you to please contact us and let us know you're listening. Now guess what? I'm going to ask you, if you appreciate this broadcast, if you're being helped by this ministry, please support us. In order for us to stay on the air, we need to hear from you. So if you're able to support this ministry, we'd be very grateful. We'd love for you to visit pastorwood.org, learn more about our ministry, see the ways in which God is allowing us to spread His Word. Thank you so much for taking time to contact us. It's toll-free, 866-41-ABIDE, or go to our website, pastorwood.org.
To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is.
So, I want to ask you a question this morning. Have you been born again? And I want to just share with you briefly a little bit of my own story, and that is I grew up in a family where Dad was the pastor of a local church. It was a non-denominational church. We weren't Baptist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, or anything else. So I grew up in a non-denominational church, attending, being taught, received excellent teaching, and early in life came to believe that it was all true. Because my parents helped make it very believable. When they said there is a higher power, they lived in such a way as to reflect that. Because they did what they did, not based on what felt good, but based on what God said in His Word. And I experienced the concept of law and transgression and consequence every day. My parents believed in spanking. And so I learned if I disobeyed, there were consequences. That makes sense? And in that context, I was taught that God has laws which if we break, we deserve punishment. And the punishment we deserve is not a spanking. It's hell. And because God is perfect and God's law is perfect, my disobedience to God was a serious issue. It was imperative that I understand that I deserved God's wrath. And I came to believe that early on. But with that, I was taught the wonderful news that God loved us so much that He sent His Son to die on the cross to save us. And that whoever would trust in Jesus and receive him as Lord and Savior would have eternal life. Well, that sounded great to me. And if mom and dad, who always told the truth, said that this was so, I believed it. And I really did believe it.
So Pastor Wood, would you say you were kind of a Christian all your life because you grew up believing those things?
No, because here's what happened. Even as a child, by God's grace, I understood the difference between just believing that up here and really trusting in Christ. God in his mercy showed me that it was not enough to believe intellectually. You have to trust Jesus. You have to receive Jesus. And I will never forget the night when I was almost asleep and suddenly startled awake. And I said to myself, all these years I've known about the Lord, but I've never asked him to save me. I've never received it. The Bible teaches us that we must receive him.
Where do you get that?
Well, let's look. Go back to John chapter 1. Jesus, verse 10, was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. You and I are born again when God's Spirit moves within us and changes us and gives us faith so that we receive Jesus by faith. And when I was startled awake by the realization that I had never responded to the truth that I knew, I had never reached out to the one who came to save me and received the gift that he was offering, I prayed. Prayer is just talking with God. And I prayed and I said, Lord, please forgive my sins. Come into my heart and save me. And he did. He did.
So would you say that you were born again because you prayed that prayer?
No, I would say that because I was born again, I prayed that prayer. You see, God gave me life, and here's what it looked like. He startled me awake and caused me to realize that I needed to respond to him because it isn't enough just to believe intellectually this and this and this and this and this. You've got to have a personal relationship with him. Well, what does it look like to have a personal relationship with him? Well, for one thing, we talk. And so I asked him to save me, and he did. How do you know? Because he said he would. And he always does what he promises. I know. Let me tell you something. If you grow up believing that it's all true, but never responding to God's grace in a personal way, it's just a matter of doctrine for you. It's just a matter of beliefs. It's just a checklist. Christians are people who believe this, 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 and this. You're missing what it's all about. You say, well, I'm not sure if I'm born again or not. Then ask him to save you. Ask him to save you. If you're not sure, ask him to save you. If you're not sure, but you don't want to make sure, there's a problem. Because you know what it looks like to be unsaved? You want to keep God at a distance. If you're not born again, you're not going to want to get close to God until God begins to move by his Spirit in your heart and draw you to himself.
So if your response is, well, I don't know if I'm really a Christian, but I think I'll just leave well enough alone, I can pretty much guarantee that you're going to hell unless you repent and ask him to save you. If you think that being a Christian is a scary thing and you're not sure you want to go there because, gosh, if I give my life to Jesus Christ, I'm going to have to do what he says. Well, excuse me, you have no idea what life is all about. You've never experienced it. What you are experiencing is mere existence. You're still in the dark. When Jesus said, you must be born again, it's because being a part of an organized religious group will not get you into heaven. Being a part of an earthly family that has a long history of going to church all the time, not going to get you into heaven. Doing stuff to try and act like one of the Christians, not going to get you into heaven. Giving money, reading your Bible, praying, those things will not save. Only Jesus can save. And if you want him to save you, it means you're going to turn your life over to him. It means that from now on, he's the boss. He's in charge. Let's put it this way. An unregenerate person not only won't be allowed into heaven, an unregenerate person would be miserable in heaven. Because in heaven, there's no sin. God's reign is embraced joyfully by all who were there. And if you're still wanting to be your own boss and do your own thing and have it your way, you're not going to like heaven at all. But I got some bad news for you. You're not going to like hell either. It's going to be awful. Weeping, wailing, gnashing of teeth. You won't have it your way there either. Now let me tell you something. The idea of having it your way and being your own boss, it's an illusion. It's the lie that the devil told our first parents. You can be like God. You can make your own decisions. You don't have to do what you're told. They traded obedience to God for obedience to the enemy. And if you have not been born again, you are still in bondage to the enemy. Part of the Protestant Reformation that only partially took was the discovery of the fact that personal faith is an essential aspect of Christianity. If you have not been born again, you are not really a Christian. You may be a Baptist, but you're not a Christian. You might be a Roman Catholic, but if you have not been born again, you are not a follower of Jesus Christ. You are not going to spend eternity in heaven unless you repent and receive him as your Lord and Savior. So, if I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior, if I trust in him, I ask him to save me, you're saying he'll save me? Yes. And at that point, will I be born again? At that point, you have been born again. Because apart from his Spirit bringing faith in your heart and life, you will not do what we've just discussed. You cannot enter the kingdom of God unless God's Spirit gives you new birth. So if you're not sure whether or not you're saved, I plead with you, take this opportunity and ask him to save you. And he will.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE. Or contact us on the web at pastorwood.com. pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.